The South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hakala, and it's time now for our Tech Talk segment. Every week at this time, David Snell joins us from X Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. How are you today?
Doing great today. Hope you are well. And we are going to talk about an update to Chrome, something to look out for, right?
Yeah, so 6 out of every 10 people use Chrome to browse the Internet. I'm sure you and I are part of that 6.
Yes.
So over 3.2 billion users worldwide makes Chrome a very valuable target to hackers.
Mm-hmm.
And this zero-day flaw that was identified is one of those avenues into your computer if you don't get this fixed. If you don't download the newest update of Chrome.
Okay, so now, even if you update Chrome once already this month, is it something that you need to do again?
Correct. So there was a zero-day flaw earlier in the month that Chrome sent out information to patch it. And then there's this one that just showed up a day or two ago that, again, if you don't update Chrome on your own, it sometimes doesn't happen. So you have to follow the steps to update Chrome, which is only 3 steps. It's simple. And then it takes you instantly to the most recent update.
Okay. So it's pretty simple to do. Is there, you just follow the steps?
Yeah, there's 3 steps. I'll just do them over quickly here. You open the Chrome browser. You tap on the 3 stack dots on the upper right-hand corner. It's up at the menu. And then you just hover over the help at the bottom and click About Google Chrome. And if you have an older version, it will update right then.
Okay, it will. Otherwise, if it's all set, it won't do anything. I mean,
it'll show you the correct latest version number, which we have in the article.
Okay, all right, that's great. Okay, Google Chrome, as you mentioned, when something is very popular, it means it's popular to hackers, and so they are going to apparently keep trying to exploit it, I guess.
Exactly, these zero-day exploits, and this one in particular, you don't have to do anything. And you don't have to, it just happens. They can get into you without having any type of authentication because it's coming in a back door in Chrome. So you wouldn't know it was happening.
Okay. And what does this zero-day mean?
It means that the exploit has been identified and has been caught in the wild and seen that the hackers are using this. So and zero-day means that there's no payload in the future. It happens right now.
Oh, okay. All right, so it's just boom. Okay, it happens. And so this is the latest fix that we got to look for, and you're right. So think about what you use for your browser, and chances are you use Chrome maybe at home or at work or both. And, I'm reading David's email here out of my Chrome browser right now as I'm reading this very article. So I better make sure that we're all set here. And so as you mentioned, it's very easy to follow the steps. You've got the full info in the blog, and then you find out if you need it, it'll take care of it, and if not, it will just show you that it has the updated version.
Correct. We wonder sometimes why Chrome doesn't automatically do this for users. Sometimes you need to go through these steps to make sure that you're safe and protected.
All right, good stuff. David Snell has got the article for you, and you can go and read that online now and follow all the instructions here that we were talking about on the radio. You can read that more in depth and go step by step in David's blog. And David, you've got that up right now, right?
Exactly, up on our web blog, my blog, xsmartit.com. You can read about what the exploit is, what it does, and how to make sure that you're protected from it.
AxeSmartIT.com. AxeSmartIT.com. That's David Snell over at AxeSmartIT in Wareham. David, thank you so much.
Have a great day, Rob.
You too. Our Tech Talk segment on WATD.